Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game. We are broadcasting live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Right now, before we get to Greg Wyshynski, we're going to do this a couple times today. I have a four-pack of tickets to see the Predators take on the Anaheim Ducks January 9th at Bridgestone Arena. Caller number 5-615-737-1025 will win that four-pack of tickets to see the Preds and the Ducks. We say hello to Greg Wyshynski now. Greg, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Dude, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy to be here. Happy to turn the calendar. And now things get quick, man. I was just writing about this on ESPN the other day, that you go from like the Winter Classic to the All-Star weekend to the trade deadline, and all of a sudden the playoffs start. It's like you know, you hit a power-up around January 1st in the NHL, and all of a sudden you're running at like light speed.
So I was reading your article, and this is a perfect one to start the new year. The playoff hope tiers from cup favorites to lottery teams, and we'll get to the Predators in a second. But there was one team that really caught my attention when you have in true cup contenders, because you know, I think Boston obviously makes sense. The Avs make sense. You got the Rangers in there. The Dallas Stars have really been playing well. We saw them come through here recently, but what do you think about them and their chances of lifting the cup this year?
They're good. Obviously a runner up last year in the West. Their scoring balance has been really impressive, and I'm sure that one or two Predators fans have taken a peek at the stat line for one Matt Duchene on that team and what he's been able to do. And what he's been able to do is really establish a second dominant scoring line. We all know about that Pavelski, Jason Robertson, Roope Hintz line that's been good for a few years now. Well, you know, Duchene playing with Sagan on that second line, I think Mason Marchman's been their most common line mate, has really been able to establish another dominant second scoring line. They get contributions from Jamie Benn, Wyatt Johnston. They get contributions from throughout their lineup, and they've been able to do a lot this year in the Central Division without Jake Oettinger being Jake Oettinger. He's out right now with an injury. I think that injury is one of the reasons why he hasn't had the Vezina quality season a lot of us thought he'd have after his playoff run last year. So if he can get healthy and get going, they're going to be even better than they are now. And you know, they showed last year in the playoffs that that they're a team that can, you know, make headway in the playoffs and challenge for a Stanley Cup.
And then you have the Predators in the category of on the bubble, which I think we all agree is where they should be, with a 36.3% chance to make the playoffs. And they have, you know, shown some inconsistencies, but also played well at times. I thought Andrew Brunette described the game the other night, which they got the 3-0 win. There was some good, there was some bad, there was some ugly, and there was some beautiful, or I can't remember exactly what he said at the end, but it was just basically everything you would think of you got in that game. And UC Soros gets his second shutout of the season. But I think your assessment of them, and we've talked about it over the last few weeks, is spot on, that there is a chance, but they're still a ways off from being a true Stanley Cup contender.
Yeah, but I mean, there's definitely a chance for them to make the playoffs. I mean, if you look at that wild card situation in the Western Conference, I mean, it is going to get – the window is going to get a little tighter, I think, now that Edmonton has found their swagger again, because it's either going to be them in the wild card or whoever they catch in that Pacific Division dropping to the wild card. So you're kind of only looking at one spot that might be available right now, which means that it's the Predators, it's the Coyotes, it's the Kraken. You know, it's a bunch of teams that are kind of in that vicinity. I still think the biggest mystery about this Predators team, besides – how do you fix a penalty kill that's been an Achilles heel for this team throughout the entire season, is still they seem to be doing a lot of things that are really good offensively, but not necessarily playing consistently enough offensively, not necessarily stringing together games like they were earlier in the season where they're putting four on the board. You know, they went through that stretch earlier in the season where they looked like they were really going to start rolling, kind of like Brunette's Devils team last year offensively. Then they kind of lost the thread. So I want to see a little bit more consistent goal scoring from them. I want to see those averages get up. And then if they can figure out how to stop a power play once in a while on a more consistent basis, I think that probably helped them too.
He is Greg Wyshynski, senior writer at ESPN for covering the NHL.
Greg, yesterday on our show, we had Colton Sissons on, and I got to thinking, how many Colton Sissons are there on teams around the league who aren't going to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame, aren't going to make the All-Star game, but are so vital to their team's success, who've been with a team 6, 7, 8 years. For some reason, I think guys like this, Greg, are just the true backbone of successful hockey teams.
Yeah, and they're the guys that fans end up gravitating to as well. I mean, because we inherently understand that when it comes down to it, your skill guys are going to carry you as far as they can, but it's usually those guys that are down the lineup that make the difference when it comes to winning a Stanley Cup or not. You know, the thing that you constantly hear from teams that are contending is, we got to address our bottom six. We got to be better in our bottom six. And our bottom six are those, you know, those guys down the lineup on the third and fourth line that are playing limited minutes, playing an important role on the team. And, you know, guys like Sissons, you know, and to your point, they're also guys that really help to foster the culture on a team, too. I mean, it's not just like the work ethic thing, and it's not just simply doing the dirty work that needs to be done in order to make a team successful. But it's also kind of like those are the guys that understand the room, they understand the culture, and sometimes they're the ones that almost act like an ambassador when somebody joins the team to get them to better understand what's expected of them and what the culture is like in that locker room. So it's like, you know, it's almost like you know, a fifth year senior, you know,
right?
who's teaching the kids in the dorm what life on campus is like.
Yeah, and to where to take your fake ID and all that other good stuff. All right.
All the important stuff.
Exactly right. Calgary rolls into town tonight, and this is a big game for the Preds and for Calgary. These are two teams that are similar in a lot of ways. What do you expect tonight in this game?
I mean, you know, the Flames are just a really baffling team. I mean, you know, they're a team that does have talent on that roster, but again, they're a team that I think has really struggled to put it together offensively. They've got some good goaltenders on that roster, too. But they've just seemed like a team that is looking at a bubble that might be about to burst. And, you know, sometimes it's about vibes in this league. And I think the vibe that's been around the Calgary Flames for the last two seasons has been hard to shake. First, that, you know, they were a team built around two star players that are no longer there, and Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk. And then also, you know, coming into the season, they had some really high-profile unrestricted free agents and wondering whether it was going to be more guys leaving, Elias Lindholm being one. You know, they've got Hanifin and Tanev apparently available on their blue line. There's just that sort of swirl of, all right, well, you know, the GM left for Toronto, and there's a new coach, and you got some guys that might be heading out at the trade deadline. There's sort of a what-comes-next vibe around this team that makes it kind of difficult when you're trying to maybe contend for a playoff spot this season.
Talking with Greg Wyshynski from ESPN. So what team that you currently have on the bubble do you think is going to surprise people we're not quite to the second half yet, but once we get into the second half of the season?
Yeah, we're almost there, but not quite. You know, the bubble's, I think, really fascinating in the East because you have so many teams that are going to be right there in contention. I still think we haven't seen the best in the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think the Flyers might be starting to hit the wall a little bit. The team that I'm really fascinated by is the team that we saw in the Winter Classic, which is the Seattle Kraken. You know, they were a team that I think got off to a horrible start. I think they were a team that really had to kind of recalibrate their thinking when all of a sudden the puck stopped going into the net like it did last season. This is a team that led the league in, I think, 5-on-5 shooting percentage last year. And right now they're like in the bottom 3 or 4. So there's going to be some sort of course correction where they're going to start getting a little bit more puck luck this year. And when that happens, you know, is Joey Decord going to be a guy that they can depend on night in, night out for being a goaltender? You know, Grubauer is working his way back. He's not been great in the regular season. What does he give you? They're a team that's sort of like hung tough. You know, if this was a horse race, maybe they're like fourth or fifth around the backstretch, and you wonder what ultimately their ceiling is going to be this year. Because, I mean, obviously, when you talk about the Predators, that's one team you certainly have to kind of look over your shoulder at right now, is maybe still having something in the tank left for this year.
Real quick, I know you did kind of your early award predictions with the Jack Adams. Rick Tocchet is who you have. I can't disagree with that. I knew that was going to be a good hire when they brought him in. there in Vancouver. But where do you have Andrew Brunette, or is he in consideration right now?
Well, the way we do the awards watch is we get the actual ballots from the voters for the awards to let us know what they're thinking. The Jack Adams is done by the broadcasters, so there may be some variation from what the writers think about the award. But, you know, he didn't get any support, which surprised me because I think that he's done a really good job with the Predators, and he's somebody who, you know, has now been in a couple places where the teams have certainly ticked up when he's been behind the bench. But I think his problem right now is there is a lot of traffic in front of him. Not only do you have Tocchet getting the lion's share of the credit for the Canucks, but as long as the Flyers are relevant, sure. I mean, that's basically John Tortorella getting all the credit there. So he's got some guys in front of him, but hopefully as the season goes on and the Predators remain in a playoff spot, he gets a little bit more attention from the voters.
Going to be fun for sure. Greg, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime. Thanks.
Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer at ESPN, joins us every Thursday at 9:30 here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Predators back in action tonight against the Calgary Flames. It's 90s night at Bridgestone Arena. You going to wear anything for 90s night, Joe?
I am. I'm going to wear a shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's smart.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I figured you might wear the old school Preds jersey.
Well, I might wear the Britney Spears, the tie. What do you call that shirt where you tie it in the front? I forget.
I don't know.
A bolo tie? I don't know,
Not a
Joe.
Bolo tie.
Bolo tie.
you tie your shirt in the front, whatever. That video.
Oh, like a hockey vintage jersey type thing where they have like the little like.
Incorrect.
No, he's talking. No.
Thanks a lot, Chase.
No. Oh, he's talking about like the Britney Spears from the video,
yes.
Like with the pigtails and
yes, I do recall. Joe, if you wear that tonight,
it's the Britney Spears video. One more time when she's walking down.
If he wears that tonight, they won't let him in.
Right, that's exactly right.
Monday, tune in at 6:30 as Washington and Michigan face off in the college football playoff. National championship game only on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, also on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Parman Tractor and Equipment. We'll have more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.